Amora's Crown, a short horror story, written by Michael Vandervoort, narrated by Robin Reeds. I remember it was toward the end of a bitterly cold autumnal day that I first questioned the great detective Erasmus Crane about these matters. We had been sitting in his study for the better part of an hour, him poring as usual over some strange tome in a half-forgotten language, whilst I pursued some lighter reading by way of The Times, or some such paper of the day. Having tired of the news and seeing that Crane was himself weary of his work, I suggested that we take tea, and, after completing one or two notes in the margin of the book, the great detective acquiesced to my suggestion and pulled up a chair by the fire opposite to my own. Perhaps it was the overwhelming gloom of the evening, the melancholy pang that comes always toward the end of the year, or the fact that the question had been circling in mind for weeks, like a dog looking for the perfect place to dig, but I decided all at once that I would pluck up the courage and ask my dear friend the question that had been gnawing at me for many months. "How is it," I asked cautiously, "that a self-professed man of science, who showed such scepticism in his younger years, came to be not only an expert on matters of the supernatural and the occult, but also a firm believer?" Whilst the experiences we had shared over the past year had convinced me beyond any doubt that such things did exist, lurking in the shadowy places beyond the edges of our general understanding, it had struck me as odd, even then, that Crane, who had written extensively to challenge such superstitious beliefs and dismiss them as nonsense, was willing to believe. Whereas I might have struggled at first glance to accept the supernatural elements of these cases, he was not only happy to accept them, but was clearly wary and indeed fearful of them. Something, then, I reasoned, must have occurred in his past, some incident or occasion that switched him from his position as an avowed sceptic to a firm believer. The answer he gave to me that evening was as frank and straightforward as it was chilling. A month after Crane first shared these details with me, I asked his permission to record them. The incident the story refers to is one that I remember reading about at the time, but which was obviously presented in a very different way by the press. What follows is that story, shared with his express permission, in Crane's own words, and as he related it to me that night.
"The answer to your question, my friend."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?